Welcome to the Weight Loss Navigation Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Gaither, and this is the podcast for those who want to reach their weight loss goals once and for all without feeling frustrated, guilty, or confused. Together, we find what tools work best for you personally and also what will help you feel happy, upbeat, motivated, and in control. Subscribe now and let's help get you to your goal, but also to help you enjoy the journey starting now.
So we talk a lot about the internal self-talk that we have with ourselves and the language that we use when we have our thoughts rattling around in our brains, and how it's often a lot harsher than the words that come out of our mouth. When we're speaking to others, we're often very cognizant of who we're talking to, what we're saying, how we're saying it, what they've been through, what they might be sensitive to. When it comes to ourselves, though, we really don't think much about that because, again, it's very difficult to fake ourselves out. We're not going to be able to say, like, oh, let me think this, but actually say that, because you're going to hear all your own thoughts. But it just tends to be a knee-jerk reaction to lavish upon ourselves just any thoughts, any insults, any backstories, any negative things that we feel. And it also comes tied up with a lot of different emotions. We get frustrated with ourselves, we get angry at ourselves, and maybe part of it's just because we do spend so much time editing what we say and think and feel when we speak to others, that it is almost sort of like a twisted sort of way to get it out of our systems when we just kind of let loose on ourselves. But ultimately, if you were to have a friend that would treat you the way that you often treat yourself, you probably would not be friends with that person for very long. If you were put in charge of someone else's weight loss journey, say it was a friend or a family member, then how differently would you act towards that person? If they were having a day where they were just really frustrated or really stressed, would you be berating them or adding to their stress by saying, come on, you got to get to the gym? Whatever, it doesn't matter. I don't care that your day is crazy and stressful. You really shouldn't have eaten that cake. What is wrong with you? Why did you do that? I guarantee you wouldn't speak to another person like that. So how can you utilize that same friendship mentality? And if you were put in charge of yourself the way that you were a different person, anything that you would implement for another person, if you can take the time and energy to implement it in the same way for yourself, how much more progress can you make? If you were a little more nurturing, a little more understanding, and you sat down and you thought through what this person's going through, who this person is, their backstory, their thoughts, their opinions, their emotions, everything that they are having happen to them at this exact moment, just the way that you do for a friend or a family member, you would most likely, yes, push them, because that's what you're aiming to do, to do the things that you know are going to be helpful and going to actually contribute to their weight loss success. But you would do so in sort of a kind, pushing kind of way. You'd be like, okay, you know, let's do this. You got this. You'd be encouraging. You'd be motivating. And knowing full well that if you said things like, hey, come on, what's wrong with you? Why didn't you get out of bed earlier this morning? You would expect some backlash. You would expect that they're not going to listen to you much longer. So strangely enough, when we use that language with ourselves, go figure, we get a lot of times obstinate and frustrated and end up just throwing in the towel because we almost, you know, just in that sort of teenager haughty kind of forget you kind of way, encourage ourselves to just rebel. So remember that you do have the skill set. You do this all day long with everyone else, but it just needs to be actually implemented towards yourself. Think about the fact that you can nurture yourself the same way that you nurture others, and that when you do so, you're going to make far more progress. You're going to keep yourself from these backlashes, these extra frustrations, from the rebellious sort of feelings. Remember, that inner child is always looking for that gold star and that nurturing. And the more that we give ourselves that mental pat on the back, as silly as it might seem, and as, you know, tiresome as it might seem to have to sort of coddle ourselves, it will help you make more progress faster. So if you even need to do so, think about yourself as a whole separate person. Have that mental conversation, just like we talked about with our actual thought processes and thinking about the language that we use when we talk to ourselves. When you go to guide yourself towards your weight loss journey and you say to yourself, okay, this is what I want to do today. Think about how you would speak to a friend if you would call them up and be like, okay, I'm in charge of your weight loss, so I want you to go take a walk right now. I know, don't worry, I get it. It's cloudy, it's rainy, it's all right, you got this. Come on, just put on your sweatshirt, get your boots on, it's okay. You're not sugar, you're not going to melt. Come on, you got this. I'm here with you, I'm here for you, I'm rooting for you. If you were speaking to yourself in that way, it might work out better than when you say, come on, get out of bed. What is wrong with you? Get your butt moving. How come you never, ever, ever do what you know you need to do? Then, you know, hopefully keep yourself from doing the whole rebellious, that's it, I'm done. So today I want you to think through how you can speak to yourself the way that you do a friend, how you can nurture yourself the same way that you do others in your life, and just see, perhaps it can help you make far more progress.
If you liked this episode and dig my style, I invite you to check out our website, motivationdepot.net. Here you'll find exciting new motivational courses, resources, tools, printables, and awesome products. Also, you can find out about how you can work with me as your coach. Finally, don't forget to join us in our free weight loss motivation Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you there.